Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Romans chapter 1. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 5 through 11. And I love Wednesday nights because it's expository teaching, line by line, precept upon precept, book by book, and even chapter by chapter. Amen? So, let's go there right now. I've entitled this evening's message, Call to be Saints. Amen. Call to be saints. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are called to be a saint. That's right. Amen. Amen. Let me just share this for real quick. Let me just share this. You know, I know that we live in these sinful bodies. Can I get amen? But let me just say this. The position now that God sees us, he doesn't see us as sinners no more. Because the Bible tells me in the book of Revelation that the wicked and sinners are going to the lake of fire. So, we're not going there, are we? No. So, we are the saints of God. And if you'll see that in the letters of Paul, the apostle, he greets the churches to the saints of God. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. And guess what? That's you and I. Can I get amen? We are the saints of God. We are the saints of the Most High God. Listen, we need to wear that badge and say, God, thank you. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you went through the highways and the byways to find us, oh God. You sought us out. Hallelujah. We didn't seek you out. You sought us out. Hallelujah. And you called us to yourself. Yes. Praise God. So now we're the called out saints. Right. Called to be saints. Can I get amen? Set apart to do his will and his purpose. So let's go there now to the word and let's read the word. Verses 5 through 10 in Romans chapter 1. And it reads, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for whose name? His name, Jesus, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. We're called. Can I get amen?
Amen.
To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be what?
Saints.
That's where I got my message. Called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. This is what Paul's agenda was, that the gospel went around the world. Can I get amen? Little did he know that it would come to these United States 2,000 years later. We have his word. Can I get amen? Verse 9. Look at verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I may make, look at this, I make mention of you always in my prayers. This is how thoughtful Paul was. He was always thinking of the saints in prayers. Look at this. Making requests, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be what? Established. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So, let's break this down and let's go back to verse 5. And it reads, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Hallelujah. Let me just break this down for a minute. He says all nations. When you take the word nation and look at it in the Greek, it's ethnicity. He brought the gospel to all people. Hallelujah. Not just for the Jews. Matter of fact, we're going to read that God sent him to be a light for the Gentiles. And you and I are Gentiles. Can I get amen? And so, saints, Christians have both privilege and authority. Do you know you have authority from God? We have God's word now. That gives us authority. Hallelujah. And guess what? The demons tremble now when we speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They have to obey. Hallelujah. They tremble and they run when we show up. Can I get amen? Because we have the authority now. And Paul and the apostles received forgiveness, grace, as an undeserved privilege. Praise God. Praise God. But saints of God, they also were given the authority to share the message of God's forgiveness with others and to bind and rebuke the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. God also graciously forgives our sins when we repent and we put our what? Our trust in Him. In doing this, saints of God, we are committing ourselves to begin a brand new life with Him. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that we have a new life in Christ? All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And God's call may take many forms and many directions, but He does call each believer, you and I, saints of God, to be an example of the changed life that Jesus Christ has begun for you and I to spread the word. How many of your family and friends already know that you are saved? Oh, they all know, don't they? Hallelujah. All of them. So guess what? God's given us the authority to speak into their life. Hallelujah. And we don't speak cursings. We speak blessings. We ask God, God, give them a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. Oh, God, draw them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Hallelujah. Before, we didn't know what to do. But now we have the authority of God's word. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so in Paul's case, saints of God, God's direction became very clear. He was to tell Gentiles, you and I, we're Gentiles, everywhere what God has done for them. Amen. How many of you love to testify what God has done in your life? Amen. Come on, don't stop.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't stop testifying. Can I get amen? Don't stop. Keep telling people what God has done for your life. Guess what? Because one day it's going to click in them and God's going to draw them. Praise God. Look what it was written in the book of Acts right up here. We'll go here to the book of Acts and 9:15. Look at this. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before who?
Gentiles,
kings, and the children of Israel. This was Paul's call. And guess what? We have the same calling. We have the same calling to go and preach. Can I get amen? And so Paul did carry the good news across the known world at the time. If he had ways to come here, he would come here. And whatever inhabitants were in this land at the time, he would have came and preached to them. Hallelujah. Because it was in his heart. It was in his soul. Hallelujah. And he would go throughout that region speaking in synagogues, convincing the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And even standing before kings. Remember, he stood before King Agrippa and preached what God did for him. And let me just say this. All those kings, all those people he preached to, on the day of judgment, they will have no excuse. All the people that we have privilege to witness to, should they not acknowledge God and embrace God and receive Him, there's no more excuse.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Paul understood his calling. Look at this. As we go further in this book of Romans, I'm just going to take a little peek ahead. Look at this. In Romans 11:13, he says, for I speak to you who?
Gentiles.
Inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. Man, he was so privileged. Can I get amen? Paul makes it clear that the gospel is the working out of God's plan. First revealed to the Jews, praise God. How many believe that God put in Paul the moment he got saved? Remember the moment we read last week when he was blinded, he was thrown off his beast. And then God blinded his eyes for 3 days and three nights. And then God gave him his sight back. He was baptized and then his ministry began. Can I get amen?
That's right.
And so from that moment on, I need you to catch this. He was never ashamed of God no more. Hallelujah. Because we look ahead in verse 16. Look at this. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, For it's the what? Power of God to salvation for everyone who what? Believes. First, look at this. For the Jew first, and also for the Greek, meaning us Gentiles. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You see, Paul makes it clear that the gospel offered hope to the Gentiles. And let me just say this, saints of God. We offer hope to our friends, our family members, those on the job, our acquaintances. No matter who God puts in our path, we are to offer them hope. Hope of the gospel, hope of eternal life, hope of living forever, hope of being healed. Hallelujah. Hope of being blessed and not cursed. Jesus came and destroyed the curse in our life. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. It's our generation that God came and destroyed that curse. Thank you, God. You see, my friends, the desired response to the gospel message was that people will believe and obey him. Amen? Praise God. Bringing glory to his name. How many of you bring glory to his name? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. That's our being now. That's who we are now. We bring glory to his name. And we're not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. You see, my friends, faith and obedience is inseparable. Did you know that? Amen. It comes together. Faith and obedience. Because we believe God, now we learn how to obey God.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Where at one time we didn't know how to obey God because we didn't have the faith to believe it. But now that we're saved and we have faith to believe who he is, now we can enter into a different realm with him. Amen. And learn to obey him. Oh, that's right. That's right. You see, real faith will always lead to obedience. Did you know that? Because we're in love with him. Real obedience, it comes only from faith. And I got scripture to back that up. Look at this right up here. Look at this in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, look at this, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must what? Believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him.
Yep.
You see, you know what I love about God? Hallelujah. What I love about God is when he quickened us and he caused us to come to him, he gave us the serious desire to seek him.
That's right.
Without him, we weren't seeking nobody. We were seeking what? Self-pleasure. Doing our own thing. Business as usual.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Had no mind for God. And now we can wake up and praise him.
Amen.
We can wake up and go in our prayer closet. We can wake up, hallelujah, and intercede for others. The power of God now is upon our life.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. By faith. Praise God. Praise God. So now, we're going to move on to verse 6 in Romans chapter 1. Look at this. It says, verse 6 and 7, among whom you also are, what? The called of Jesus Christ. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Say that with me. Called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So look at this for a moment, saints. It says, we are called to be saints. And then he says, grace and peace from our God and Father, the Lord Jesus. Why does he always say grace and peace? Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Right.
And grace is undeserved, hallelujah, merit. Meaning, we don't deserve this great salvation, but he chose us anyhow. It was his grace that brought us into this great and awesome salvation. Hallelujah. You see, he was never ashamed, and he would always share with his disciples to letters that he wrote, never to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus. Look what he wrote to Timothy. Look at this in 2 Timothy 1:8. Look at this right up here. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. He wasn't ashamed that he wrote these letters in prison. He was confined to other prisoners who did wicked things. And yet, he was there because he was persecuted for his faith. Never did anything wrong other than preach the gospel. And look at this. Who has, verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, praise God, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus. Look at this. Before time began. Are you catching that, saints?
Amen.
Before God spoke the entire universe into existence, the three worlds, this world, and then the second heaven, and then the third, before he spoke all of it, guess what? He already called us.
Thank you, Lord.
That's beyond comprehension. Can I get amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, we got all but maybe 85 years of life. Some of us could live maybe in our 90s, praise God. But we don't go past 100. Rare is rare that we ever get that age. But listen, our life is but for a moment. We are like a blade of grass growing and then withering away. We're like a tea kettle. Steam just, we see it for a moment and then it's gone. Yet, no matter how short time is on earth, before everything was spoken into existence, he already knew your name.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord.
And so, saints, having tasted the scope of his ministry, Paul goes on to include the believers in the place where he's writing about. He wrote the book of Rome in Ephesus, and during the upper coast of the Ephesians, in Ephesus up in there. And he always wanted to come to Rome. Hallelujah. And having stated that, his desire, it was God's plan for him to go. And saints of God, these believers may not have been called as apostles as Paul was, but they certainly have been called to belong to Jesus Christ, to be his very own people. How many of you believe right now without a shadow of a doubt, we belong to God? Well, Paul saying tonight that he belongs to God. Hallelujah. And all that God saves all belong to him. Praise God. We are the called out saints. Called to be saints. And Paul was reminding the Romans that the message of the gospel is larger than the messenger. So never think we're it. Never think that we have arrived. Never think that we're all that. Can I get amen? We're just a messenger. We're just a mailman delivering the mail. Hallelujah. It's up to you to read it. I've seen people when they get bills, they know it's a bill, they toss it. I can't pay this month. I'm just tossing it. Okay. That's okay. Because the next one or the one after that will be the pink one. And then after that one, lights out. Jesus, help us. Help us, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints, even though he had not been able to visit them personally at the time he was writing, he was fully aware that they were among those of God that was intended to hear this message, to encourage them, to lift them up, to help them when they were persecuted, to help them through their finances. You know, God will take care of all your needs according to his riches and glory. And everyone has a need. Look what's happening right now, the people we know, the afflictions that are taking place. That leads me to pray right now for Pastor Andre, for Pastor Art, for Sister Linda, hallelujah, for Sister Catherine, in the name of Jesus, for our granddaughter Brooklyn, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift them up, Lord, and many others that are going through. Father, we ask, Lord, that you would give them, hallelujah, the grace to go through. For you said to Paul, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray, Lord, that if you're teaching them something, that they would learn from that too. In the name of Jesus. We don't know the purpose of our affliction, but you do. But we are called to pray for those who are afflicted. So we pray and we trust God. God, do your perfect will in their life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We trust you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. I hope you know that. A mighty God. Hallelujah. You see, saints, there were a number of Jewish Christians in this region as well. In Ephesus, where he wrote, and even in Rome. Because the gospel spread like wildfire. It spread. The Holy Ghost was poured out. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And in the latter days, he was going to pour it out again. And he's pouring it out today.
Yes, he is.
Oh, don't think the people that you know, just because they're not walking with God right now, doesn't mean they're not going to walk with him later. Can I get an amen? You got to believe, hallelujah, that God is able to save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Never give up hope. Yeah, sometimes it bothers us because they're not walking like we're walking. But hallelujah, hang on. Don't let go. Hallelujah. Believe his promises. Believe that God is going to save them too. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He put that hope in us. We need to have hope that he will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And part of the church, there have been many Jews, and they became believers during Pentecost. Remember, on the Feast of Pentecost. Many of them, remember, there was thousands of 3,000 got saved.
Yeah.
Just imagine if 3,000 got saved that one day, how they spread the word.
Amen.
Tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Tag, you're it. Praise God. So it flourished. It went like wildfire around that region. Yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And many of them returned back to Rome with the good news.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to remember, they came from all regions to celebrate the feasts.
Yeah.
And they were required. One of the requirements is that middle one, Pentecost.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're men, women, and children are required for the first one, which is Passover. The middle one, hallelujah, which is Pentecost, and the last one, which is Tabernacles. Those were requirements that all families had to be there. The other ones, the men would come, the women would come. If you wanted to bring them all, they weren't required to all be there, but a lot of the men were. But those three, it was a requirement. So just imagine the place filled with so many people. And then Peter comes out and preaches his very first sermon. And he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. You need to believe that scripture and take it personal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because my family that's not saved right now is afar off. But you said that you would bring them in. Hallelujah. And we're trusting in you, God, that you will bring them in. Thank you, Jesus. So many of them came from many regions. Look what it says right here in Acts 2:10. Look at this. 2:10 and 11. We'll go there right now. Let's go. Look at this. Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Look where they came from. They came from so many regions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And listen, hallelujah. We're what? Maybe 7,000 miles away from Jerusalem, but God planted us here. Hallelujah. And guess what? And now we're preaching the same message 2,000 years later. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Some of you may want to go and visit the Middle East, maybe when it's peacetime again. But you know where your Judea and Samaria is? Your next door neighbor. Hallelujah. People down the street. And we need to lift up Sister Carla's ministry tomorrow. Because many of them are going to feed, they call them now the unsheltered.
Oh, unsheltered.
Hallelujah. And you know, that's a polite way to say it. I get it. But we need to pray for them.
Yeah.
And man, many, many gifts and food was poured out. And tomorrow they're going to be blessed. Lord, we just ask, hold off the rain. Hold off the rain, God, just for a couple of hours that we could go and bless them. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. And then let it pour after that. Because we need the rain. Hallelujah. And so many visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts of Judaism, came and they traveled, who heard the good news in other places and brought it back to Rome. For example, Priscilla and Aquila. Hallelujah. Look at what it reads right here in Acts 16. In Acts 16:3, look at this. Paul wanted to have him go on with him. And he took him and circumcised him of the Jew who were in that region. For they all knew that the Father was Greek. And they went through the what? Cities. They delivered them to the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. That's why we're called to be saints. We're called to be saints to what? Strengthen the body of Christ and strengthen others that have not come in yet to that saving knowledge. Can I get amen? They need to see our faith. They need to see it on display. Hallelujah. That we're able to tell them when they're going through a serious trial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, your daughter who lost it, the dog thought it was over. Hallelujah. She loved that pet. She loved that pet. Hallelujah. Listen, I know, hallelujah. We were saying, God, to God be the glory. Help her, God. You went right away, hallelujah, to her rescue. And then they found the dog. Hallelujah. 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 God didn't allow that little dog to be kidnapped or taken or ran over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in those small things like that, God's involved. Hallelujah. You know why? Because her countenance was lifted up from that moment on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what Luke wrote in Acts 18. Look at this. After these things, Paul departed, what, from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them. He went everywhere. Paul went everywhere. And many God was sending to him from all over the region. Saints, Paul's greatest agenda was to preach grace, the unmerited favor God gives to you and I as believers. Amen. Can I get an amen? And peace that refers to the peace that Christ, hallelujah, made between us and God through the death of the cross. Hallelujah. And only God can grant such wonderful gifts. How many believe that?
Oh, yeah.
Only He can give that gift of eternal life. Only He could grant us salvation. Only He can take away our sin.
That's right.
Thank you, God. Paul wants his readers to experience God's grace and peace in their daily living. Every day, not just the hope of glory. Every day should be the hope of glory. Can I get an amen?
That's right.
And in these two words of grace and peace, hallelujah, I want you to see this in the Greek and the Hebrew. Look at this. I'm going to go right here. Jews wished each other peace. It's called Irene. And it's in the Hebrew name Shalom. And Gentiles wished each other grace, which is charis. Hallelujah. But they greeted one another with these words. We're reading the English connotation. But they, grace and peace. Wow. Each of these common expressions gain considerable value in the Christian life during this time, and it should still remain today. Can I get amen?
Yep.
Hallelujah. So now let's move on to verse 8 in Romans chapter 1. Look at this. Paul says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken throughout the whole world. Hallelujah. Let me just pause there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints of God. The people in our sphere of influence. Meaning, there's people in our life that we may never meet, your sphere of people that you know, friends, family members, people on the job. We'll probably never meet them in our life. And then there's people in my life that you'll probably never meet as well. That's our sphere of influence. But the sphere that God has given us is for us to touch them. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And so that's why it says right here, let's go back and read verse 8 right here. Look at this. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Guess what? We think it's around the globe. You could break it down to your world. Your world, The world that you live in, the world that you come to and fro, the places that you live, you shop, hallelujah, you go to church, you go to work, you go visit your friends and family, that's your world. Not the whole world goes to those places. So that's our world. And they need to see our faith on display. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Look what Paul wrote to the Corinthians right up here. In 2 Corinthians 2:4. Look at this, 14. But thanks be to God who always leads us, what? Triumphantly as captives in Christ. And through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah. People need to smell a sweet smelling aroma from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They can't see us like if we had a saladito or we drank prune juice. Hallelujah. They need to see the joy of the Lord. Can I get an amen? They need to see you smile. They need to see you. You know what? They may know you're going through something, but guess what? You're not showing them grief. You're showing them hope. Hallelujah. You're showing them faith. Hallelujah. You're showing them that you're able to go through with Christ who's holding our hand through,
amen,
through the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
Many of us are going to go through the fire without being burnt. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And so saints, living in that world and even our own political world and back then and during the Roman Christians times, it was highly visible because they never saw a Christian before. And many of our friends and family that never got saved, and when we got saved, they never saw us like that before.
That's right.
It was like, what's this? I never seen my mom, my dad like this. I never seen my brother like this. I never seen my son like this, my daughter like this. No, that's God doing the miraculous in your life. Hallelujah. And now we can boldly testify. Woo! Thank you, God. You see, my friends, fortunately for their reputation, it was excellent. Paul left a testimony that he never gave in. Can I get an amen? He took the persecution. He took the beatings. He took all the slandering. He still held the bloodstained banner. Hallelujah. He still carried his cross all the way until it was time for him to be with Jesus. And that's what God has called us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And to have a thriving fellowship in Rome, it had to have Christians living pure lives in an evil city that bore strong testimony to their faith. For this, Paul thanked God. He was always thankful. Can I get an amen? Look what he wrote right here. Look at this in 2 Corinthians 6. He said, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Look what he says. Do not touch what is unclean. And I will receive you. I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You see, when they got a hold of that, when we got a hold of that, little by little, day by day, we were allowing these things that once hindered us, we were letting them go. For me, the thing that went first was my language. And then after that was the music that I listened to.
Yep.
All gone. And now it's this worship and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. That will build up our spiritual man.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It washes us. It cleanses us. It prepares us for the word.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So we're coming in right now for that close. But let's look at this for right now. Let's look at verse 9 of Romans chapter 1. Look at this. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention what? Of you always in my prayers. You see, Paul was a man of prayer. Praise God. And I thank and praise God for each and every one of you that pressed out to pray tonight. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Prayer should be on top of the list.
Yep.
To gather together and to pray. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul prayed for the Romans the same way that he prayed for the Ephesians. Can I get an amen? He's always was praying. Praise God. He never stopped praying for the churches. Look, we're going to look at Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians real quick. Look at this. Look how he prayed. Look at this right here in Ephesians. Therefore, I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. He prayed for the Ephesian church. And guess what? He didn't stop there. Look at this. He prayed for this Filipino church. I mean the Philippian church. He prayed for them. Look at this. I thank God upon every remembrance of you, always every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. He was not just an apostle. He was an intercessory prayer warrior.
Yes, he was.
Hallelujah. He prayed for all these churches. Can I get amen? We can't just pray for our own fellowship. We need to pray for others that are involved in ministry. Hallelujah. That God would use them. Wherever he placed them, that God would use them. Look at, he prayed for the Colossian church. Look at this. He says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying, what? Always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints. You see, these churches love the saints of God. Hallelujah. And we need to learn to love the saints of God. Can I get amen? Listen, we all have different personalities. We all have sometimes different agendas. But let us love first. Can I get amen? Look past all the shortcomings. Because guess what? We have some too. We all have shortcomings. There's no big I's and little U's in the kingdom of God. We're all unperfected. But we're striving for what? Perfection. And then the Thessalonians. The Thessalonians. Look at this. He prays for them. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you and what? Our prayers. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ and the sight of our God and what?
Father.
Father. Praise God. Let me just ask you this question. Is it made known to you from others that see your faith as you serve here at Amazing Grace? They see you laboring in love. They see you serving God. They see you steadfast. Hallelujah. That gives them hope. It gives a sense of belonging. I belong to God. I belong to his kingdom. I belong, hallelujah, in the fellowship of the saints.
Thank you, Lord.
Always remember that.
Yes.
That we're in us. Mm-hmm. We are in us. We're not separate on an island by ourselves. We're joined together, hallelujah, by the Holy Ghost. And saints, we would expect Paul to pray for his own converts and the churches that he established himself, but he was praying for all of them. But these words show that he also prayed for those outside, hallelujah, his immediate acquaintance and responsibility. A lot of those churches, he didn't have responsibility for them, but he prayed for their needs.
Yes.
Paul had not personally visited these believers, so he had not yet been able to prove his love for them. But he appeals to God as his witness, confirming his constant prayers for the believers in all that region. Rome, Ephesus, those in Turkey, those in Minor Asia. He prayed for them all. Why? Because he had a love for the things of God. And we need to have that same, the love. Hallelujah. And so we're going to break down our last two scriptures here in the book of Romans chapter 1 and verses 10 and 11. Look at this. Making requests, if by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may what? Impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may what? Be established. It was all about being established in Christ. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that before we got saved, God already prepared a ministry for you? Did you ever think that you would lead worship? You would be in worship? Did you ever think that you would be an intercessor prayer warrior? Did you ever think you'd be a Sunday school teacher? Well, come on. We used to wake up, you know, doing some bad things. I'm going to be really polite tonight. Bad things. And now we're doing the things of God.
Paul
also prayed that he could visit these believers. For a long time, Paul had wanted to visit the empire's capital city, but he had been prevented from doing so. And he you can see his heart here in the book of Acts. Look at this. In Acts 19:21, look at this. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. You see, he wanted to go to Rome. He wanted to go to that big old city in Rome. Hallelujah. In Italy. It was his always desire. So he's writing this letter that we're reading in Ephesus. But desiring to go to Rome to visit the saints there, to encourage them.
Amen.
Praise God. Look at this. In Acts 23:11, look at this. But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. Hallelujah. You see, God is fulfilling his desire. What's your desire in Christ? What are you desiring to be in Christ? If the desire is lining up to the will of God, God will open up a door that no man can shut. And he will shut all doors that no man can open. Can I get an amen? God will make a way for you. God will bless you. God will make sure your finances are met. God will make sure there's food in your cupboards. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And look further on in Acts. Look at this. In Acts 28:14. Where we found brethren and were invited to stay with them 7 days. And so he went toward Rome. And from there, when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us as far as Appeal for Rome and Three Ends. Look at this. Then Paul saw them and he thanked God and took courage. Praise God. Look at verse 16 right up here. Now when he came, he finally got to Rome. Look at this. The centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was permitted to dwell by himself with the soldier who guarded him. Hallelujah. Listen, wherever Paul went, he was faced with serious persecution. But I'm here to let you know, if God be for you, who could be against you? Greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world.
Amen.
So if God has appointed you, approved you, hallelujah, thank you, God, and he has set you on solid ground, guess what? The gates of hell cannot prevail against us. And God was with Paul. Here Paul expresses his continued desire, but only God willed it. If God wills something in your life, guess what? It'll come to pass.
Right.
Having prayed so often for them, he wanted to visit them in order to minister to them. That's what he wanted to do. Paul purposed a trip to Rome to serve, not to be served. He fully intended that his visit would benefit the believers there. Praise God. And so, I end with this question, saints. What spiritual blessing did Paul want to share? What comes to mind? What was what he wanted to share there in Rome and everywhere he went? Let me answer this for you. And some of you are writing down already, you already know the answer. But he wanted to preach Jesus and him crucified.
Yeah.
He wanted to preach that God, hallelujah, sent his only begotten Son to die on a hideous cross, to die for our sins.
That's right.
That God would destroy the works of the devil in their life, that he would deliver them from idolatry. Many of those Romans were in idolatry, and wherever God would send Paul, he dealt with idolatrous people. But when he spoke the word, the anointing came. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And it caused them to repent because a conviction came upon them.
Amen.
Listen, when someone's anointed by God, hallelujah, the conviction, with very little being said, will come upon people. And they'll start feeling, wow, man, what's going on with me? That's God, hallelujah, drawing you to him.
Amen.
And then God will bring to your mind the things, hallelujah, that you need to do. And that's to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And then He will lift you up. And so, my friends, as we continue to learn this beautiful book of Romans, as we get further into this book, we're going to see revelation after revelation after revelation that God gave to Paul the Apostle. One of the scriptures that comes to mind right now, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And when we get to that, we'll expound it. But if you're watching right now, and maybe just maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity right now. Hallelujah. To give your heart to God. And it's very simple. Cry out to Him. Ask God to give you a mind to be saved, a heart to repent. Ask God to come in like a rushing mighty wind, to fill your whole being with joy unspeakable. And our prayer is that wherever this message has gone, you might have logged in. Maybe you're watching this a day or two later. I don't know. But the word is the word. And grace is grace, and faith is faith. The Bible says we go from faith to faith, glory to glory. And all you have to do is have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and you'll be able to move a mountain. Maybe your grandparents, maybe your parents sowed the seeds in your heart, and now God is bringing it alive. He's causing you to think of all your life, and now it's come to a place where you want to fall on your knees and say, God, forgive me, for I have sinned. If that's you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that God would give you an opportunity. Hallelujah. An opportunity to be saved. So pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is He worthy? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.